Hey, we're live, and good morning. It is morning time this time because I'm turning off my phone, so it's running, doing things. Anyway, hope you're doing well. Hey, we're live according to YouTube. I got a message. Hey, if you ring the little bell, you'll know when we go live, and it's a little later. It's about 8:25 a.m., so it's like 3 hours later than normal, but normal has been kind of weird lately. And this is our 428th episode here on the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. And I am Greg Master, Scrum Master and Agile Coach. And I have to adjust one of my lights. It's kind of off the center. Anyway, I hope you're doing well today. And here on the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show, we talk about Agile and Scrum in a practical and tactical way. So you can give value to your customer. Get home to your family and friends, have a little fun, and not work 60, 80 hours a week. And today I'm going to keep it short because it's Monday and I got to get to work and I'm running late. So I got to not run late for work yet, but I'm running late just getting ready for work. So I'm just going to keep it down to one concept I saw today. I was reading some before I got on board. I wanted to read, see what's out there on LinkedIn. There's always good postings every once in a while that show up. This spark thought process, and then I want to share them with you with my thoughts and maybe spark some thought process with you. So Esther Darby put a little post up there about bringing expertise onto a team. Sometimes you have to bring it into the team. And yeah, it's true, but I would put a caution to it, and it was very interesting. So here's the quote. You know, it said, it may make sense to develop that knowledge on a team, or may not make sense to develop that knowledge on a team, or it may only be needed for a short time. Now, there's a little danger in there. Here's my thought process from a long-term sustainability team perspective. Anytime your team touches on something to put something in code, it's highly likely people are going to come back and ask you questions about what you developed or ask you to do more. So it's kind of, I personally think it's kind of short thought to say, hey, we'll just bring somebody in. We'll bring an expert in. They'll code or put together something like this as a member of the team. And then they'll go away and we'll be all hunky-dory. A couple things that I worry about when that happens. And this kind of go through the areas of that. One, you're bringing someone else different from the team who may or may not know how the team operates, who may or not be agile or may not be at, like if you're doing a scrum, they go, what the heck is a daily scrum? Or what the heck is a sprint plan? What the heck is a retrospective? What the heck is a sprint review? So you get that a lot of times because there are a lot of people that have no clue what the hell scrum is or save or Agile, or Kanban, or any of those systems. They just don't know. They just do things. They're experts. They're little single people out there to do stuff. So you can bring people on the team. So you're going to have to work with them and transfer knowledge from a Scrum Master perspective on whatever technique or project, whatever you're doing for your team. So there's a little bit of that giveaway, right? So it's this, a quote, short-term solution. And so let's say we did that. Got time. So now we got a person here who's going to code something that your team's not familiar with. Are they going to code it, write some stories up, and then disappear? Okay. What happens when a bug pops up? You can bring them back, right? Are you going to pay for them to be there for just one piece of code, you know, and full time for the week or whatever? Because people just don't show up for a day, right? You're going to have to pay them for 2 weeks' work or a month's worth of work minimum. And what else are they going to do, right? They're going to make stuff up, make your life miserable? I don't know. However, so here's what I would suggest. A couple things to think about when you do this. Always think long term. Are there going to be questions later on? Okay, if there are, then the team needs to understand a little more and get some knowledge transfer on what to do. So one, I suggest whoever's coming in expertise, do a little knowledge transfer, not with just one person, but maybe a couple people in the team. Maybe you have one session and just do some general knowledge transfer about this particular area that expertise coming through to the whole team. You set up a session, everybody, you know, and this would be like a story, and in the story would be a task for a knowledge transfer session, how the dynamics of whatever system that apparently no one can understand how to do needs, so they can have a quick understanding. Then I would suggest, and I had talked about this before with learning new stuff. Maybe pair programming with this expert. So someone on the team should pair program with this expert during the sprint so they can really figure out what to do. And the reason why I say this, just telling somebody what to do ain't going to cut it, right? You need to do some sort of pair programming or working together so that the person on your team understands how it works and actually does it. I would also recommend that there's actual stories related to this work so that everybody knows and focuses on how we're doing this thing. So there's actually a work story. So it's just not a not. So we're the one of the things. I'm going to take a step back. Back. You're talking about time machines. I'm going to go step back a little bit. I see a lot of teams that do a knowledge transfer. Knowledge transfer ain't worth squat if there's no business story or product story related to it where they actually produce something, because they're just going to forget it. You got to do stuff to remember it, right? So this is why I suggest the pair programming part. So you bring the expert in, they do a little pair programming with the person, they transfer the knowledge. They also, the person you have that's on board, write some code that answers your issue that you brought the expertise in the first place. And your own teammate writes some code. The other thing that I would do, so you got one person working with the person. Then I want to have two people, at least two people on the team, pair program together to develop another story or another product related to this new capability together. And then the expert would watch over or help guide the two people that are working together. They would kind of review it. So that gets you have more of a sustainable pace. And why do I see more than one person? What happens if that person that you, single person you had to be the knowledge transfer person, was out a week and then something happened and you needed to fix the code that the person did and it brings your company lots of money? Because apparently you just brought an expert in to do something that must be valuable. Otherwise, why are you spending hundreds of thousands of dollars to bring an expert in? Just saying, right? So having more than one person is a good fallback point. So you have the expert pair with somebody on the team, and then that person who you just paired with or she just paired with then pairs with another person on the team. So now you have two people on there, kind of know what they're doing, at least to do bare maintenance. And if something really goes wrong, you can call the expert or an expert back to help out, but at least there's something to diagnose. So when something goes wrong and they call the expert, well, this is what happened. This is what I see what's going. What is your thoughts? And they can have a discussion, right? But if they don't know nothing about the system, you're never going to have that discussion. And that's going to slow down the turnaround time to get the work, the product back in working order. So something to think about. Yes, you're bringing someone on expert short term. Doesn't mean you don't do any knowledge transfer. Doesn't mean anybody else on the team understands it and takes it on for their own. I kind of disagree with the fact you just bring some time in, and is there some time when a team doesn't need to know something? Anytime you're getting the team put in responsibility for putting code or product on the street, they are responsible for that code and product on the street. That's where DevOps came from, right? The DevOps part. The whole DevOps part is that the people would write code and they wouldn't give a crap about what happened in production. So they decided they originally formed DevOps to do that. It wasn't just automating. Automation is just a tool. The reason why is because stuff would break out in the line and then they would couldn't get into the damn dev teams to get the shit fixed. Excuse my French, but that's basically why DevOps was invented. People lost sight of that. DevOps. Operations, development, together, working on a product, owning it through its life cycle. Support. Anyway. So that's what I had today. It's Monday. I don't want to go too crazy. I just give one topic for today. And I want to wish you all a good Monday. Give us a thumbs up. Oh, by the way, I think at around 10 o'clock, SpaceX is supposed to launch another rocket. You know, we always talk about changing schedule. I wanted to go drive all the way down to Virginia to see a rocket launch, but that's getting delayed because of rain. But catch this. One site I go to, they would say it was going to be September 30th. It says September 30th. However, if you go to the site, where the rocket was actually, it was supposed to be September 29th. So the site I was following had the incorrect data, which is kind of bad. And I got to let them know, your data's off by a day. I could have missed the entire rocket launch because of that. And things like that scare me when people post that stuff up and you use them as a point of record and then all their data is wrong. So a little scary. So we'll see if we get a chance to drive down there. to see it or not. I don't know. Who knows? Anyway, have fun. Ring the little bell. Get notices when we go up live and post stuff or post little bits of videos and stuff like that. So you all take care. Have an awesome day. See ya. Bye. See ya.